This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Telangana today to lay foundation stone and dedicate to nation multiple developmental projects worth more than 13,500 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of key road projects that are part of Nagpur to Vijayawada economic corridor. The Prime Minister will also dedicate to the nation 59-kilometre long road between Suryapet to Khammam section of National Highways 365BB. Mr. Modi will also dedicate Jaglere Krishna new railway line. He will dedicate to the nation Hassan Cherlapalli LPG pipeline project. He will also lay the foundation stone of multi-product petroleum pipeline of Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited from Krishnapatnam to Hyderabad. Prime Minister Modi has launched a week-long program, Sankalp Saptah, in New Delhi. The program aims to enhance the governance and improve the quality of life in 500 aspirational blocks spanning 329 districts across India. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the aspirational blocks program strives to enhance citizens' quality of life at the block level. He said aspirational district program ADP has completed 5 years and is an example of good governance. Mr. Modi said in any list of the top 10 programs of independent India, the ADP will figure in golden letters. The Prime Minister pointed out that the program showed that if there is focus on basics of good governance, even challenging goals can be achieved. Mr. Modi stressed that the success of aspirational districts program will form the basis of aspirational blocks program. Various Shramdan activities will be held across all the districts in Gujarat as part of the Ek Hari Ek Ghanta Ek Saath initiative for cleanliness. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will participate in the Shramdan at Ranip in Ahmedabad, while Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will join the cleanliness drive in his assembly constituency Ghatlodia in Ahmedabad. More than 7 lakh events are expected to take place today for Mega Cleanliness Drive. In an exclusive interview to Akashvani News, Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs Hardeep Singh Puri said that the Prime Minister's call for Mega Cleanliness Drive is receiving an overwhelming response from people across various walks of life. Speaking about the milestones of Swachh Bharat Mission, the minister said more than 4,800 urban local bodies are 100% open defecation free. India's solar mission Aditya L1 successfully escaped the sphere of Earth's influence by travelling beyond a distance of 9.2 kilometres from Earth and is now navigating its path towards the Lagrange point L1, that is 1.5 million kilometres from Earth. In its post on microblogging site X, ISRO has informed that the spacecraft is now on a trajectory that will take the spacecraft to the Sun-Earth L1 point. In the Kashmir Valley, Kupwara police and army in a joint operation successfully foiled an infiltration bid in Kumkhari area of Machil sector in Kupwara district yesterday. In this swift and coordinated operation, two terrorists were neutralized by security forces. Maldives elected Mohamed Mouzou as its new president, defeating incumbent Mohamed Soilih in the second and final round of voting. Mr. Mouzou of the opposition coalition of PPMPNC secured 54% of vote, while incumbent President Soilih of the MDP got 46% with nearly all the votes counted, according to the Election Commission's website. The monsoon season in the country has ended with near-normal rainfall received from June to September this year. IMD said positive factors countered the effect of El Nino conditions. IMD said during monsoon season, country received 94.4% rainfall. In the ongoing Asian Games in Hangzhou, China, India have taken their overall tally to 38 medals with 10 gold, 14 silver and 14 bronze medals. India currently stands at the fourth position on the medals table. Today will be an important day for the Indian athletes with several medal matches lined up for the participants. Women's heptathlon, long jump and 800 meter final, men's shot put, men's 3000 meter SC, women's discus and women's 1500 mile final will also be taking place today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.